Commissioner Dave Cortese, Santa Clara County, calling the MTC Administration Committee to order. Again, we'll confirm a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Thank you. Consent calendar is item two. Do we have a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
A motion, and do we have a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? That passes unanimously. Item three is resolution number 4077, MTC for fiscal year 2012-2013. Brian Mayhew is going to lead the discussion on this item.
Thank you, sir. I'm Brian Mayhew, finance officer. Here to sort of present to you the 2012-13 budget for MTC. It breaks down into three basic components. The attachments. One is the operating budget. The operating budget is balanced, has a slight surplus. We have made changes in the way the budget structures work by removing non-planning grants and federal grants so that they're not part of that structure any longer. And we also will talk just a little bit about the conversion of some positions that we have done from project and temporary-based positions to now permanent positions. Attachment B is a new grant schedule. What we have done in the past, we have always maintained grants on a life-to-date accounting schedule. That's what the law says we should do. That's what federal rules say we should do. But for budgetary purposes, we have always put them back, amended them into the budget each year as if they had to be reauthorized. In fact, they didn't. And it sort of clouds up your budget picture as to a bunch of things you've already approved you don't have to reauthorize versus an operating budget in a general year that you do have to reauthorize. The combination of the two, pardon the old government adage, simply lived because that's the way we'd always done it. Anyway, so we've made some changes there. We've moved to a life-to-date grant schedule where you see in the back, Schedule B, it's got $184 million in life-to-date grants, all detailed out. We've spent or encumbered about $128 million of that. We have about $56 million left of the grants going into 2013. In 2013, we'll add another $89 million. So you'll have an active grant program of about $144 million. Not BATA, but it's still real money. Then finally, Schedule C is Clipper, which is now an enterprise fund intended to be self-funding. It consists of two components. One is an annual operating budget of about $27 million, and they're going to request $29 million for next year. And then, again, capital budget's done on a life-to-date basis, and there you have a life-to-date budget that you'll see of $165 million, for which they'll add $27 million to the year and bring it up to a total life-to-date budget of $182 million. Well, that's the summary. I guess it's sort of a challenge to do as fast as Peter did it, but there are a couple of things we're changing around and that I want to bring to your attention. The first one is, as I said, schedule. The operating funds are in the normal Schedule A. And you can see the revenue base. This is now getting us to where we're in a normal operating structure. So you see Table 1, the basic discretionary funds of MTC. And the good news here is that if you look at the sales tax revenues going back to 2010, it's actually up about 19% region-wide, and we are looking at it going up to about 20% next year. So that's the good news. The bad news is it still hasn't anywhere close to its 2008 level, and we don't seem to be able to make a dime on our money in the bank. All told, though, we're holding on to discretionary funds. You know, they're actually up, well, going to be up at about $500,000 over last year, and a good, again, well enough to give us a fully balanced budget. On the operating expenditure side, you will see that the salaries and benefits do go up a little bit, and I've detailed out here in the memo where they are. 2% of it, or part of it, is the 2% salary increase that will go into effect this year. That's in the contract. We have a benefits increase. We also have an increase in our OPEB structures. Couple of reasons for that. One is an accounting standard change that requires a minor modification in what the actuaries do. And the other one is, as we I'm going to discuss in a second, the 12 employees that are moving over are now going over from project-based to where we have to account for their whole benefit structure. And that does get me to the sort of major change in the operating budget is that we are requesting that 12 employees who have been classified and paid for as full-time employees, but they are project-based, mostly in Clipper-type work. These activities are not going to go away, and it's time to recognize that the employees are going to be here. This work is going to be here. It's not going to go away, and we're recommending that they be brought over. Only two of them will go into MTC as a fund, and the rest will go into BATA, SAFE, and Clipper. That is just about it for the general fund, with the exception of, I want to bring to your attention, the ABAG component. You see on page 4 the funding for ABAG. That funding is something Ms. Flummer's been working on for quite a while. It's intended to keep them fully funded, and they are working on a longer-term arrangement, which I believe you will see in your July meetings. With that, unless you want to go through the detail, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Brian. Questions of committee members or comments? Seeing none. We can entertain a motion on the item.
Move the item.
Second. Motion by Dodd, second by Campos. All in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? That passes unanimously. Thank you, Brian. Item 4 is to conduct other business, public comment. Do we have any requests for public comment today? Okay, seeing none, this meeting is adjourned, and the next meeting of this committee will be July 11th, 2012 at 9:45 a.m. right here. Thank you.